Hey, I'm Anjali, and I watch a lot of TV. I'm hosting a television review podcast called Anjali Vision, and it'll air every other week through the Trident Network. I'll have interesting guests each episode to answer important questions like, how quickly would you resort to cannibalism in different post-apocalyptic TV show scenarios? And who's the best daddy on TV right now?
Apparently, my sister's very popular around here. So far, I've been invited to 7 parties and asked out twice.
Okay, so why don't we make it 3 times then? Feel like getting something to eat?
Sorry, but that has bad idea written all over it.
Well, if it makes any difference, one of the reasons your sister and I broke up is because we really just didn't have that much in common.
Well, it doesn't make a difference. It just means I'll be borrowing your notes. See ya!
See ya!
See ya!
I wish I could say see ya to this movie.
Hey, Val.
Hey, Al.
Welcome to D Commentaries.
Thank you. Welcome to you and welcome to our listeners. Today, we're talking about Twitches 2, spelled T-O-O.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We sure are doing that today, Val. Huh?
We are.
Oh, but boy. You know what? We're not going to let Twitches 2 bring down our moods, right, Val?
We're not. We're not, because I'm just happy to be here with you.
I'm so happy to be here with you, Val. It's, you know, we already have 1 episode back, but I'm happy to be back. We're consistent now.
Yeah. And this is our first episode back, just the 2 of us. So that's a special thing.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. That is very special. Mm-hmm. And you probably, you know, we probably won't have a break for a while again, unless there's another strike or one of us bears another child.
Which is not happening.
Which is not going to happen anytime soon. So we've got, you know, how long is the strike contract for? 2026? We've got a long time until we take an extended break.
We do. We're going to be into Descendants 4 by the time.
Yes. Did you see they just announced Zombies 4?
Ooh, okay.
And I know that because I am now, after watching School Spirits, a huge Milo Manheim fan.
I don't know who that is.
He is so handsome.
Oh.
And he's tall. So 2 things that I like.
Is and he a fits child? The bill.
No, he's 24.
Okay.
So not a child.
Okay.
Yes. And if you looked up his mom, you would recognize his mom. She's a very famous character actress.
Oh, interesting. That's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do
And
that.
I love that we're talking about this.
Because
my
don't wanna
celebrity crush, because we don't want to talk about Twitches 2.
Oh, yeah. She's on Law & Order now.
Uh-huh.
But she's been on tons of stuff. That's so cool. Yeah, Cameron Manheim. That's so neat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Wait, look up Milo. He's so cute.
I just saw his picture. Oh, he's not my type, but I respect you for liking him.
Thank you.
Cool. All right. Well, we put it off. All right.
It's about time.
All right. Let's get to the business.
All right. Yeah, right. Let's get to the business.
Okay. Twitches 2 came out October 12th, 2007. So it was the Halloween movie of that year.
Which is not apparent.
No.
Just because they're witches does not make this feel anything like a Halloween movie.
No, no. Not at all. Especially because it's also set in California. So it doesn't even feel autumnal.
Yeah, they don't have seasons there. It's just one long season.
Yeah. So
of sun.
It's kind of like a fake Halloween movie.
Yeah.
Now, this is interesting. So this movie was directed by Stu Gillard, who has directed a ton.
Is
this
that our second Stu?
Yeah, Stu 2.
Stu 2.
So Stu 2 also directed Scream Team, Full Court Miracle, Going to the Mat, the original Twitches, plus like a bunch of episodes of Charmed and 90210. So like, you know, I mean, those maybe weren't like our favorites, but like they weren't like necessarily movies that we didn't like.
We did not like Scream Team.
No, we did not like Scream Team, but we liked Full Court Miracle. And
we liked
Full
Court Miracle, and we liked Going to the Mat.
Yeah.
That was our Trent Dozier episode.
And we liked Twitches. Yeah.
Twitches 2 is not good.
No. And so it kind of bums me out that, you know, this.
We're bummed.
And it was also the same writing team, more or less. So it was Dan Berenson, who also is a huge prolific decom person. So he wrote Up, Up and Away, Scream Team, Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off, Stuck in the Suburbs, Halloween Town High, Twitches One, Cheetah Girls One World, and the Hannah Montana movie, and a bunch of like other ones like Wizards of Waverly Place, Camp Rock 2. Like,
whoa.
Yeah, like he wrote a bunch of stuff. So like, it's weird that this is so terribly written.
Do you think
written.
That this might be like our friend, shout out Stu Krieger, and I say friend and I mean it.
He is our friend.
How he was like, what did Stu say? It's like the last person
like
to write.
He might have changed like a sentence and then he got a credit. Yes, because there are two other writers and they are the two people, their only credits are Twitches and Twitches 2.
Yeah.
But even so, like it's kind of weird. So they're just so I don't forget. They're HB Gilmore and Randy Ricefeld. Ricefeld. So those two wrote these movies. Like they probably wrote the bulk of the scripts.
Well, and Val, did we? I don't know if we discussed this last time. I saw this time they're based on a book.
I did not see that. And we did not talk about
that. Yeah, that was in the opening credits.
Oh, interesting. So,
but I don't know if it was inspired or based on or like, I'm not too sure, but.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. So I think here's what I'm guessing happened. And we'll talk about this obviously more as we get into like the synopsis and stuff. But I think that what happened is the first movie was based on this book, whatever story. And it was interesting because it was based on this story. Then they wanted to make a sequel and they had nothing to base it on. And so they literally just did the same story again, but worse.
Yeah.
Like that's what I think happened here because it just felt like they were reaching for the same stuff, but like it felt like the knockoff version of the first movie.
Yep.
So I guess that was my first impression. But anyway, that's who wrote it.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the cast. Tia Mowry played Alex Nicole Fielding. Yes, she has a middle name. Slash Artemis is her like given name or whatever.
Thank you for explaining that because throughout the entire movie, I did not get that at all.
Yeah. So she's her name when she was born, like her birth name was Artemis. And then when she was adopted, they called her Alex. Yeah. So anyway, she was obviously in the original Twitches and she's definitely best known for Sister, the sitcom that she did with her sister. She's also a voice actor. So she like does the voice on the Bratz TV show. She was also in The Game, Instant Mom, a bunch of Christmas movies and something called Family Reunion. So she's been working more than Tamara. Tamara Mowry played Cam or Cameron, whose birth name was Apala. Mm. And she was also in Twitches, obviously the original Twitches. She was also on Sister. And then she was also in a bunch of Christmas movies and something called Strong Medicine, which I've never heard of.
Mm. Wasn't Tia or Tamara in a talk show host?
Yes, but I don't know which one of them. Probably Tia would be my guess, given that she's done more.
I think so.
Yeah. It seems like Tamara has not been as interested in acting.
Okay.
Kristen Wilson reprised her role as their birth mother, Miranda. She was in the Dr. Dolittle movies with Eddie Murphy. She was also in the Dungeons and Dragons movie, but she stopped acting in 2011. I'm not sure why. Patrick Fabian reprised his role as Thantos, who's their uncle. And he was the villain in the last movie. He's a character actor. He's been in lots of stuff, but he was on a bunch of episodes of Joan of Arcadia and more recently Better Call Saul. Mm. Kevin Jubenville played Aaron Dubert, their birth father. And he's also a character actor. He was on a show called Doc. I'd never heard of another one called Rabbit Fall. He was in the movie Ice Princess with Michelle Trachtenberg. He was in some episodes of Degrassi, The Next Generation, and he was on an episode or two of Murdoch Mysteries.
Our sweet Canadian.
Yep. This was filmed in Toronto and you can sometimes hear it in their accents.
Oh yeah. Someone says sorry. Yeah. And I was like, oh.
It was Karsh. It was the guy who plays Karsh. Speaking of which, Pat Kelly played Karsh and he's really not been in anything else. He was also Karsh in the last movie.
Yes. He said, I peaked.
Yeah. Now, this is the first recast. Leslie Seiler played Ileana, who was previously played by Jennifer Robertson, who you might recognize from Schitt's Creek. This new person, Leslie Seiler, is a Second City Toronto person. She's done not a ton of on-camera stuff. She was on like a sketch show called Comedy Inc., which was a Toronto-based sketch show.
Cool.
Yeah. So she, like, she's clearly a comedian, which is why they cast her in this role. But it's kind of a bummer that they recast Jennifer Robertson, because I thought she was really good. And also,
yeah, she was really good in the first one.
Yeah. And she had better, like, rapport with the guy who played Karsh than I think this new person did. And especially given the fact that there was a storyline in this that, like, was heavier on the two of them, especially the two of them being a couple.
Yeah.
It just didn't work because they didn't have the same chemistry.
No.
Chris Gallinger played Dimitri. He was also in Cowbells, which I didn't remember, but he stopped acting in 2018. And he was in heavy eye makeup because apparently all the people who work in their house have eyeshadow and eyeliner on for some reason.
He was the one in Cowbells that... His name was like Pasquale or something.
Oh, he was the French guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really
cool. I didn't recognize him, but I looked him up on IMDb.
Okay. Gotcha.
So.
Interesting. All right. Then Arnold Pinnock reprised his role as Cameron's adopted dad, David. He's
hot dad, cool dad.
Hot dad, cool dad, funny dad. He is the only funny person in this movie.
Yes.
He was, as I said, in Twitches, but he was also in True Confessions. He was in New York Minute, a show called Life with Derek, The Listener, Travelers. And
I'm sorry, Val. I think I might have stopped you last time. A show called Life with Derek? You don't know Life with Derek?
No.
This is Life with Derek. This is Life with Derek. That show, it was a Disney Channel show, Val. And people still to this day talk about the sexual tension between the half siblings of the family, where Casey and Derek were half siblings. Like, their parents got married. They have like no blood relation.
Step siblings, not half siblings.
Oh, yes. Thank you. So Casey and Derek are step siblings. Sorry, okay. That actually would be gross if they're half siblings. But they're step siblings. And then everyone talks about it. Like, this is like an internet frenzy still to this day.
Interesting.
They talked about some sort of like relaunch of or what is it when you reboot?
Reboot.
Uh-huh. And they were like, where are they now? Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, sorry. I did not
know
that.
I had a huge crush on Derek from Life with Derek.
Got it. Okay. Well, Arnold Pinnock was in that movie, or the show, I mean.
Oh.
And he was also
to rewatch it.
In Murdoch Mysteries.
Yay.
Yay. Karen Holness reprised her role as adopted mom Emily Barnes. She was also in Ultimate Christmas Present. She was in something called Cashing In, something called Make It Pop. And then she's been in a bunch of like Christmas Hallmark type movies. Mm. Jackie Rosenbaum reprised her role as Beth, their friend, or Cameron's friend, but she stopped acting in 2010.
Cool.
Nathan Stevenson played Marcus, Cam's ex-boyfriend who was hitting on Alex. He was on a show called Radio Free Roscoe. He was on Degrassi as well. Something called Pearly, but he also stopped acting in 2012, which is kind of a shame because he was handsome and I thought he was actually like a halfway decent actor.
Yeah, he did good.
Yeah, it was fine. And then Jane Eastwood played Norsang. I feel like that is an Irish name that is.
That was the housekeeper.
Yes. So it's spelled, I'm sure that I'm pronouncing it wrong. It's spelled N-O-R-S-E-N-G, and it's probably like a Celtic or Gaelic name that's pronounced like Nearsha or something, like, you know, so some other way of saying it. But I'm not aware of it. But anyway, she was their housekeeper, and she is a character actor and a voice actor with a pretty big resume. Some highlights are something called The King of Kensington. She was a voice of Birthday Bear on the Care Bears.
Oh, wow.
She also did voice on Alf, Babar, Busy World of Richard Scarry. And she was also in all three My Big Fat Greek Wedding movies.
Cool.
She was in the Chicago movie and then two like very Canadian shows. She was on episodes of Little Mosque on the Prairie and Murdoch Mysteries.
Woo.
Okay. Cast done. The synopsis is as follows. Twin sisters and twin witches, Alex and Cameron, didn't meet until they were 21, but their combined power managed to save their home from the forces of darkness. Since then, they have been working together to strengthen their magic powers.
That's wildly incorrect.
That's the synopsis of the previous movie.
It's wildly incorrect.
Wow, that's so stupid. Cool. The only fun fact was that as in the first movie, Tia and Tamira switched parts at different points.
That's funny.
Throughout the movie, like, or like for one scene each in the movie. Cool. Okay. Business done.
Thank goodness. Not because of you, but because of
this. I understand. I understand completely. All right. Al.
Yes.
I almost don't want to ask, but what were your first impressions of this movie?
Thank you so much for asking, Val. I had to stop watching this movie, go to sleep, and then come back to it the next day. This movie is not good.
No, it's not.
It's not good. Ugh. I'm going to give it a 3.75.
Oof, I feel like that's even generous.
It's bad.
It's bad. It's very bad.
I don't know what good things I could say about it.
You don't have to. If there's nothing even saying nice
it's
to
just
say.
I was so disappointed.
Yeah, me too.
I was so disappointed because I remember really liking the first one.
Yep. The first one was great.
And I'm disappointed by this because we fall back exactly into the same tropes as before. Mm-hmm. And in the second movie, it basically picks up like a week later.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like we are still 21. Mm-hmm. We are still, you know, Alex has moved into their house. Mm-hmm. So maybe a month.
Yeah.
And I really wish that they would have like learned to work together instead of still being at each other's throats, which works in the first one because they don't know each other.
Right.
I didn't like it.
No, I get it.
Yeah. Val, what were your first impressions? Even though we've heard some sprinklings of them.
Yeah. So essentially, I feel like they just rewrote the first movie, but made it worse. So they mm-hmm. it's the exact same villain. It's the exact same issues that they have with each other. It's the exact same like challenges that they have with trying to use their magic. The all the characters have not grown or changed at all. The dialogue is so heavy handed because they're trying so hard to be funny. And because of all of this, the things that we were sort of able to kind of look past in the last movie, like all the horrible CGI and all that kind of stuff, it's harder to do that in this movie because you're already so annoyed with everything that's going on. And they did more of it in this movie. So like it's just not good. Like I just sat there going, they're trying so hard. Like they're trying so hard the whole movie. And it's like, you know, we do comedy and like, I'm not, you know, the funniest person in the world, but I do know.
Whoa. Continue.
I'm not even in the top 100 funniest people there.
I'm not even in the top 100 people.
But like, I know that the harder you try to be funny, the less funny you are. Like if there's one thing you learn doing improv, it's that. So it was just excruciating to watch like the entire
time. Yeah, not so good.
And it also just felt very slapdash. Like in fact, at one point I literally saw a boom mic in the frame.
I wrote it down.
At 8 minutes and 50 seconds, there's a fucking boom mic.
I wrote 8:45.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow, me and Val are so in sync. It's insane.
And it's
oh my God.
If you don't have a take that's good enough that doesn't have a boom mic in it, that says a lot about your production. Like, this is a Disney production. Like, I know it's a TV movie, but like, I would even be annoyed if I saw that in like one of my friends' web series, let alone this, you know?
Right.
So, it just felt very slapdash. Like someone just was told to write this movie in 4 days, but they're not Stu Krieger who's just talented enough to actually do that. And like, it just was garbage. Like it was just garbage start to finish. And it was a bummer.
Yeah. I feel like Tia and Tamara are worth more than this script.
100%.
And it's so disappointing.
No, it was so disappointing because a lot of the people in this movie, I'm sure, have the capacity to be better. And in fact, we saw a lot of them being better in the last movie. So they were just given nothing to work with on this one.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Super bummer. Well, Al, were there any quotes or moments that you liked?
I have 3 total bullet points.
Wow. Okay. Let's hear them.
One of them was the boom mic at 8:45. My other favorite moment is when mom and dad are wearing matching brown jumpsuits. And then my only quote that I wrote down, which was, Mr. Burns, something's wrong with Cameron. She offered to help.
I wrote that one down.
Yep.
And that's like, so that was the first only line that I actually minutes.
Like laughed at. Yeah, which was immediately.
It's like the opening scene.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep, yep. Val, yes. Do you have any favorite quotes or moments?
I have a couple. So first of all, again, it opens on an establishing shot of a castle. And what it made me think of, because it looks like a 90s computer game.
Yeah.
The Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets DVD had a video game on it. And it looks like that. Like, it looks like that.
The quality. One where the, like, in Sorcerer's Stone, where you could, like, play the potions game.
Yes. Oh, was it Sorcerer's Stone? Okay, maybe it was Sorcerer's Stone. Either way, it was one of early movies.
Yeah.
And it was this video game that was like on the DVD. And
yeah. And then you could use your remote to like click which one of the keys was the one you needed to get through.
Yep. Yep. You know it. Yeah.
Oh, so, I played that all the time.
Me too. And like the graphics were about as good as they are in this film.
That's honestly, that's an insult to the Harry Potter movie.
This is so funny. So at one point the mom goes, she hasn't had the opportunities you've had, Cameron. And then someone else says, whole country. Oh, the dad says, whole countries haven't had the opportunities she's had. I love
dad that is good. I love dad.
Yeah. And I loved that they actually like called out the level of privilege that they had. Like,
yeah,
that was I really liked that. I wrote the she's trying to help line. And then there's another point where I think it's in the same scene. This is the only well-written scene. And it was the first scene of the movie. I'm basically figuring everything out by trial and error. Heavy on the error. One twitch is better than no twitch. And then Karsh and Ileana have this interaction. Karsh says, you don't think I'm romantic? Ileana says, a little? Karsh goes, I got you a bug. You collect them. Ileana says, yeah, now. Like as in she started collecting bugs because he got
because
her
a bug. Because you got me a bug. That's funny. I did like the scene where they walk into the pool portal and they just casually walk into the pool
and they're like
nothing is wrong.
We could have thought better of this. As they're like going into the water slowly. Mm. Yeah, like
they were in really good sync walking into that pool.
Yeah. And like I'm sure they were doing the best that they could with what they had. Like they just had crap.
They all were.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That's what I mean. Like everybody was. They just had a bad.
They're like, don't worry, the CGI is going to fix this. And then they watched it. They were like,
ah. Yep. Oh, and then I guess my favorite moment is there's a scene at the end. I won't say what it is, but like all of a sudden a bunch of muggles are in Coventry. And I'm like, wait, you can just bring anyone to this like magical fairy world? Like what? Okay. Okay. That's it for me.
Val, based on your last comment that you just made, that makes so much sense because there's like 18 planets in the sky in this
like
place.
They're like, literally in a different dimension. Like they, it's, I don't understand how they can just bring random people into their world. Anyway, anything else before we go to Spoiler City?
Simply none.
Okay, well, there's a lot of doors in this movie, a lot of portals through doors.
Val got her top caught in a door.
No, what I was going to say is doors have knockers, and my knockers are out.
Whoa! Wow, Val, that was good.
Thank you.
Also, Val, this is such a side note, but your eyebrows look incredible today.
Oh, thanks.
I've been staring at them this whole time.
I did nothing with them.
That's on motherhood, baby. Wow. Okay. Well, Val said those words and my boss could potentially still be in the vicinity of where I am. So I'm going to keep my mouth shut. But welcome to Spoiler City. For those of you who forgot that I record at work. I'm not at work. It's after work. I just record at my work.
She's at the office.
I'm at the office. I'm recording at the office. Okay. Okay. I'm not recording during work hours. I'm just recording at the office.
All right,
what if I did the whole synopsis like that? All right. Lights up. All right. We open up on Coventry. And then we get a quick recap. Did I say it right? You laughed
because no,
I kept saying it wrong last time.
You did, but you were like, Coventry.
I know, because I wanted to be right. Okay, so we get a quick recap from a narrator, which you know how I feel, everyone, but don't worry, it doesn't come back. We get for a quick recap from what happened in the first movie is basically what the synopsis was twins were separated at birth and then reunited, and they defeated their uncle Thantos in the darkness of Coventry. And then we get an, or did they? They didn't. Then we see a weird shadow following their birth mother through the castle. It's whispering her name through the dungeon. She like blocks in the door, but the shadow that was following her makes it through the door before she could like block it and block it out. I would just like to say throughout this entire thing, imagine as if the birth mother was acting as if she was the villain the whole time.
Yeah, I wrote, is because she evil?
That was the vibe from her the entire time. Mm-hmm. It was so confusing because she just made it seem like she knew everything. She wasn't on anyone's side. She was giving villain vibes, and she had nothing to do with that plotline. Right.
I wonder if they told her to do that. Like, I wonder if they were trying to like fake out.
But it made the entire time, it made it seem like she was. Karsh and Ilyana weren't as helpful this time. Dimitri was not helpful. Like, everyone.
I know.
I don't know. This movie is fucking.
Well, basically what they ended up doing was like they made it seem like anyone could have been the villain. And then the villain was the same fucking villain as the first movie.
Yes. Spoiler City, you're going to hear it for here first, folks. Yeah. Okay. So then we get to the real world where Cameron and Alex are literally right at the end of the first one, maybe a week, a month, whatever. Cameron has been practicing her magic, not well, and Alex has moved in with the family. If we remember the friend from before who I thought that they were not good friends to, and Val defended her honor. And then, of course, this actress who I'm sure is so incredible. comment on our post that she either listened to our episode or whatever. She was like, I'm on team with Val. And I was like, all right, I'll be sad over here in this corner. But she moves out from living with her friend and the little sister, who were like fun.
I know.
Then their necklaces spark and they feel something is wrong and the shadow was about to grab her. I don't know which one it was. It was one of them. They fight like sisters with their powers. One turns one blue. One gives one a tail, blah, blah, blah. They fight back and forth and they are bickering this entire movie. And it's just so many rough choices. Mm-hmm. Either way, I'm happy to be here telling you about this movie right now. Okay. They're picking fights in Alex's college today. It's her first day of college. She hasn't been able to afford it or go, and now she has the opportunity to go to college. Then their minions, Karsh and Ilyana, come back. They're from the pool. And I said new woman person because the other woman was replaced. We find out they're getting married. The one twin, if we remember from the first one, like to draw a lot, and the other twin was a very good writer. So one has been writing these stories that have been coming to her, and the other one has been drawing these visions that have been coming to her, and they've been dreaming of their dad, but their dad is dead. And then Alex doesn't really want to cross back into the realm. She's like, I want to like figure out my life right now out here first before doing anything else. And Cameron's like, well, I want to be a princess. And I'm going to say it now in case I don't say it later. Cameron's parents throughout this movie are so supportive and incredible. Mm-hmm. And we need more adoptive parents to be these parents who are fun, supportive, and incredible. And I loved, they are the only reason this movie gets a 3.7.
I know. At one point, the dad even goes to Alex, you can call me dad if you want.
Oh, I have it written down. It's coming up. That is a major plot point for me.
And he accepts when she says no, which is also so nice. Insane. Anyway, keep going.
Okay. So then Cameron's the only one who wants to go be a princess. So she goes to talk to mom. Mom wants to secure the kingdom. She's like, something's going on. I can feel, you know, the shadow. Also, I didn't mention this, but it's worth mentioning. Mom was walking through the dungeon And the special effects of the shadow following the mom is like Blair Witch Project-esque pauses and camera moving. Insane. Okay. She asked for both daughters, but we only get one Twitch.
One Twitch is better than no Twitch.
And then
Twitch.
I wrote, seems sketchy, which never comes back because mom isn't evil. Then the shadow has somehow escaped into the human world. The shadow is following Alex on campus. Alex meets a boy who knows her, but he doesn't actually know her. He knows Cameron, and they flirt. And then it's we find out Marcus is Cameron's ex-boyfriend. I wrote, this new girl is giving info about her to him. And it turns out that we've seen this person in the first movie who I truly couldn't have perceived them less. But if anyone's watching the current season of The Bachelor, she looks like Maria. Then the Maria is what I'm going to continue calling her is Cameron's best friend. So then Cameron is in the castle and this boy comes to like teach her how to do magic. Wrong. He isn't actually. I'm going to say this because they say this. He's just the cook.
And he isn't magical.
He has no magic. Also, I don't know what it is about where I am right now, but it suddenly just started smelling like corn dogs. Okay. So then Marcus comes back and asks out Alex. And then she's like, no, which is where we have our cold open. And then he gets shadowed. So the shadow like goes into him. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then Alex, we go back to her. Alex, maybe Cameron. I don't know. Whichever one is like stuck in the castle is stuck in the wall a la Pooh Bear when he's stuck in the hole after eating all of that honey. And they're like trying to like push her out. Dipsy baby. Then she goes like snooping around the castle and the castle guy follows her. Different castle guy, not Dimitri, but Dimitri's friend, Felix. And then he gets shadowed and like taken away. I don't know. He like never comes back.
No, he died.
And then the shadow drops a ring on the ground for Cameron. She's like, oh my gosh, this shadow is trying to talk to me. So I'm going to lay this out for you right now. We have two different shadows flying around. Okay. We have one evil shadow and one good shadow.
And it's not like,
and it's not so clear which one's which or where they are in the time.
When you don't know that, it's so confusing. Cause like,
yeah,
Marcus gets affected by the good shadow and you're mm-hmm. like, why is he protecting her? Like, I don't understand what's going on. Like, there's something else going on, you know? And then like, the other times they're in cities and attacking people. It's like, what the hell is going on? It's so confusing.
So confusing. So just out of all of our notes that we've mentioned so far, I'm sure you're following along perfectly. Then he whispers Artemis to Alex while she's studying, which we find out 30 minutes ago that her name is Artemis when she was born. Very confusing when you don't remember that fact. Then we find out the ring that was dropped on the ground for Cameron has their father's crest on it, which is like, oh my gosh, dad's still alive. He's asking for our help. But then there's also Thantos is back.
He's back.
And there's a commercial. Oh, and then I wrote, there's a commercial blackout, you know, when there's like the Thantos is back.
Oh, yeah.
And then blackout. And then we like hit a scene. I was like, this is where they put a, you know, them jumping,
right.
You know, or singing Phil Collins. Jumping. Yeah. So then Felix, we find out he's dead. And then they're too late to stop Thantos from gaining human form again. And he wants to destroy the twins. Mom is skeptical. I don't know. She fishy. I wrote that down. And it doesn't have any reason to be.
Well, she's so like, there's a whole thing with her where she is willing to sacrifice other people's lives or well-being for the sake of like the general safety of everybody.
Yeah, she's your trolley problem. She's gonna sacrifice 15 people on one side of the track to save one person.
Yeah. No, she's the opposite. It's the opposite. She'll kill one person to save everybody else. Because she's like willing to, I mean, this is a spoiler, but we're in spoiler city. She's willing to sacrifice her own husband to save the kingdom.
Wow. because everyone, he is alive. We haven't found that out yet. Okay. So in 2 days, the sun and the moon will be in alignment when they are their most powerful, and they will have to do the vanquishing spell to rid of all of the shadows in the land. So then they try the spell. It's not working. They decide to work together. Cool. Then which one of them, who knows, runs after Dimitri, and he did something suspicious. I don't know why. Then Alex finds out that he's a waiter and he asks her for some magic, and she puts him in the pot. So she was like, no, I'm not giving you my magic. She puts Dimitri in the pot. Dimitri is our cowbell's friend. He's the one who thought he had magic. He doesn't. Okay. Then mom decided to make sure that no one else had magic in the kingdom. So she had made the decision that if no one else can have magic in the kingdom, then no bad things can happen. Well, lady, look how that turned out for you. Then Cameron impersonates Alex to talk to Marcus. Alex sees, then impersonates Cameron, and they're both sitting at the table looking like each other. And we find out that Marcus actually broke up with her and she didn't break up with him. Then they're like, you know what? We need to work this out to find the door with the crest. So they go back to the castle and they're like, we don't see it, but it's got to be right here because this is what I drew and we can't see anything. So then they find the tunnel behind it because they like magic their way through it. And then they scream. And that's when we get the terrible editing again from Blair Witch Project. And then they find their way to their dad's study, and then mom's in there. So it's blocked, but mom can go in there anytime she wants.
Well, mom can phase through the wall too.
I hate it. You hate it. So then she tells them when they're in their dad's study, she's like, oh, your dad got me a present because he was courting me and he got me a star. And they're like, whoa. And then we get some terrible CGI once again of a light hovering over her hand. And then they leave. And then she goes, I'm sorry, I don't have any other choice, to his picture.
We still don't know why.
It's so confusing. Okay. Then this is where we get our super cute moment with adopted dad. And he goes, hey, Alex, you know, you can call me dad. And she goes, no. And it was just like, he was really trying to like be there. And he's so cute. And we love him so much.
But I appreciate that he was just like, okay. Like, yeah, whatever you need.
I mean, totally. He's been around for like, what has this been, 3 weeks since the first one where she met him? Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that they kept saying mom, mom, mom about their birth mom.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, you've known her for 3 weeks.
I know.
Call her like Marianne. I don't know what her name is.
It was something with an M. Well.
It was.
Miranda or something.
Yeah. Oh, Miranda. Literally. Yeah. Nice spell. That's in my notes for the name. That was such a cute moment. We love that moment. Probably my favorite moment. And I didn't put it from my favorite moments from earlier because I wanted to mention it in the synopsis. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then they forget their car. So they have to go back and get it. And then the shadow, the evil one, takes over the housekeeper. And she's just screaming snickerdoodles.
And again, it's not clear if it's the good one or the bad one or why they possessed her at all.
or why this is happening. Alex disappears, and then the shadow is in Cameron's room, and then Alex falls asleep in the castle and finds out that Aaron, their dad, is trapped in the Shadowland. So we find out he is alive. Dad is alive. That's how he dropped the key. He's alive in the Shadowland. So basically, if they vanquish all of the shadows, their dad will die along with all of the shadow realm. But that's how they get rid of Thantos. So keep that in mind over the next few bullet points. Then mom is being weird and not communicating. Still don't know why. Never comes to fruition. Karsh and this other lady, whose name I forgot at this point, are not helpful in this movie. At this point, they didn't need to be in the movie.
They didn't need to be in the movie at all.
No. Marcus and Maria from The Bachelor take sides, but then they seem flirty, which is weird. I don't know. That was weird, too. And then they watch the girls do magic, and they're like, and then
they also did not need to be in this movie.
No. It could have just been Tia and Tamara, and I would have liked this movie 100 times more. I barely like this movie. Okay. They end up in the office at the castle, and the magic book like flips to show them the spell of how to free the shadows. So they're like, oh, Dad is talking to us and telling us how to free all of the shadows. And so then they make it to the eclipse, which is where the sun and the moon align. Mm-hmm. And at this moment, there's still 20 minutes left in the movie. You're like, what more can happen before I rip out my eyeballs?
Also, we should say that Alex is very obsessed with freeing Dad.
Oh, yeah.
She is the one who's convinced that Dad is in the shadow realm and that he's the one communicating with her and he needs freeing. Cameron is not sold. She isn't sure. She's much more concerned about Thantos. So and like basically the implication is like, well, Alex didn't have a dad growing up, so she's much more obsessed with like being reunited with her bio dad, whereas Cameron has a wonderful dad at home, so she's not as like in need of that like relationship.
That's so funny, Val. That was literally my next note. I was like, one wants to do freedom spell, one wants to vanquish spell.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, that's totally fine. You did it with more oomph than I ever could. So then they end up doing the vanquish spell, and the sun is like destroying all of the shadows because the one twitch wanted to get rid of all the shadows instead. Yep. And so then the sun is destroying everything. So then the book then flips to transfer your powers over to me. So she transfers over her powers to the hand that's sticking out of the shadow, thinking that it's Dad to save him from getting destroyed by the sun. And wah, wah, it's Thantos. You could have seen that coming. He wants to kill his brother, Aaron, which means that he's still alive. Okay, so there's a chance that we could save Dad. Thantos made it to their house in the human realm. How? And then Dad was hiding in the housekeeper's shadow. Okay, snickerdoodles. Then Thantos is like trying to like kill him, you know, his shadow, him. And then Miranda gave everyone their magic back. She's like, okay, we all have to fight. And then Dimitri was helping too. I don't know. Then they all work together and they're all combined magic. Dad, mom, twitches, they all join hands, people all over the world join hands, and they destroy Thantos. And it's very, this happened in a movie recently, Val, it's very Voldemort, like, I have what you don't have, it's love, you know, like
it's literally what happened in the first Twitches movie, and it happened,
which is probably why I remember it so
yeah, and it happened in all the Halloween Town movies too.
Stupid. Then it ends with Karsh and Ileana getting married, which is how we get all those muggles in the realm. And then mom and dad there, both Maria and Marcus, question mark, and housekeeper with Ileana's mom, who was a donkey.
No, it was Karsh's mom that was a donkey.
Karsh's mom, who was a donkey. Because
they make a joke like earlier in the movie that like everyone in their town got turned into donkeys.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't listening intently enough because I didn't like this movie. And that's the end, everyone. Yay.
We did it.
Val, any questions, comments, concerns?
No. I just wrote at the end, this movie is so chaotic.
Ugh, it is.
And not chaotic good, chaotic bad.
Yeah.
Like it's just like it had like five different times where it could have or should have ended. And it
they
should have
just
going.
Gone in a completely different way. It should have just been a movie about them figuring out how to have magical powers in the human world and having to navigate, like, I have so many, you know, parents now and we're in college and this and that. Like, there still can be conflict, but having it be the same exact story twice just made no sense to me at all.
What would have been a
or
fun
anyone.
Right. What would have been a fun story, it's almost like what ended up being the story of Frozen, but like what would have been a fun story is like if Dimitri was the villain and he was trying to steal magic from them because the mom had taken away everyone else's magic.
Yep. Like, that would have been so much better. Or the mom was evil the whole time and
or that
was disguised as Thantos or something.
Yeah.
Not like, the same plot.
It was literally the same plot. The shadows, Thantos being the villain. Like it was, I couldn't believe that they literally just did the same thing over again.
Yeah.
So stupid. Okay. Well, that's all I have to say. Let's go to bingo.
Cool. Oh no, Val.
What happened?
I was just looking up the Rotten Tomatoes. Okay.
It must be high then.
T T-W-I-T-C-H is two. T-W-I-T-C-H is two. T-W-I-T-C-H is two. And this is Twitch is two bingo.
That was good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was nice.
Remember now. Genus? Okay, I'm going to start, Val, because I said so. One hit wonder song.
Val. I'm going to make a shirt that just says Remember Genus.
No one would buy it.
I would buy
it. We would sell one. Remember Genus? Oh, maybe our fans from the very beginning would.
Yeah.
They wouldn't get a shirt with it, but maybe a sticker.
Yeah, maybe a sticker. It's so funny. Okay, sorry.
Okay. One hit wonder song.
There is a song, actually.
There's a song.
Okay, so this song... Oh, interesting.
Is it them?
So, no. So, the song that I noticed was called So Bring It On.
Yes.
And, and it was written by Adrian Houghton, Sabrina Bryan, and Keeley Williams.
Wow!
It was performed by the Cheetah Girls.
No way!
Yeah. So... That's cool, but that also means it's not a one-hit wonder.
Not a one-hit wonder, yeah.
The Cheetah Girls are sort of one-hit wonders.
Famous.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. That's pretty cool, actually.
That is pretty cool.
Okay. Breaking the fourth wall or looking into the camera? I didn't see any.
I didn't notice, no.
Yeah.
Holiday themed?
I mean, technically it's a Halloween movie.
They forced Halloween, but yeah. No.
I don't.
And you know me, I usually push that one.
Yeah. Clunky metaphor. Okay, I actually wrote something down for this. So the mom, as we sort of talked about, the mom took away everyone in the world's magic except for the royal family because she didn't think everyone else could be trusted. And it kind of felt like how like world leaders who are kind of authoritarian take away like the freedoms of the people in their countries because they don't trust them.
Wow.
And how like that actually just makes for really unhappy people who are constantly That's trying to take power
crazy,
back.
Easy, Val. I didn't think of that at all.
Yep.
Spooky. Well, I clicked it. So
great.
Parents who just don't get it.
Well, I mean, Magic Mom doesn't get it.
Magic Mom. Prequel to Magic Mike.
Cool non-parent adult. I mean, in theory, Karsh and Ilyana are supposed to be cool non-parent adults.
Yeah, I think we can mark them still, even though they weren't really
very
around.
Cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cool or written well in the movie. Someone too famous for a TV movie.
Would we count the twins as too famous? I don't know if they were too famous.
Twitch is too famous. I think that we could mark them as someone who became famous instead.
Okay, cool. Sounds okay. Good. Competition to resolve central problem. No.
Nope. A montage sequence.
Probably. I didn't notice one though. Actually, maybe not.
Whoa. I'm not marking it. I don't trust us.
Okay. Cliche villains. Yeah. The same cliche villain.
The same one as before.
Jesus.
Clothes or items you owned.
I mean, a lot of what Alex wears looks like what I used to wear at that time, but
yeah,
nothing like identical.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention enough, honestly. So
yeah, Rotten Tomatoes 40-60. Okay, so Al made a comment earlier when she saw the Rotten Tomatoes score. So I'm gonna guess that it's high. So I'm gonna go with 70.
Val, you got it.
I got it?
You did that twice within the last couple episodes. You got it right in the dot.
Holy crap. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, we don't get the square, but you get validation.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
Wow.
I was just sadly guessing high because it should be 30.
It should not be that high.
Ugh. All right.
Okay. Happily ever after.
Yeah. There's a wedding.
Happily ever after for dad, because he's hot.
He'll always be hot, no matter what.
He'll always be hot. I hope that man is living on a beach.
Okay. Almost kissing, yes, because Karsh and Ilyana kiss.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even mention that. Okay, in the very end, they've never kissed, and their first kiss is
at their wedding.
At their wedding, and it was very like that TLC show. I was gonna say, it's like,
I literally like, almost just said that it was like the Duggars.
Someone who became famous.
Yes,
Tia and Tamara. Okay,
betraying of one's real friends or values. No, I don't think so.
No,
I think no, because she believes what she's doing is right.
Yeah. Yeah. Your childhood crush. Val, have we counted this before? Your adult crush?
No, but we could change that to your adult crush. What were we going to change?
I think we're going to have to at some. Well, no, I feel like we can't yet. Because we are still in a time where I was a ye little child.
Yeah, for sure. Also, we talked about changing it to something else, but I can't remember. We might talk about it later.
Okay. If anyone remembers, can you remind us? Thank you. Okay.
Obviously bad special effects or stunts the entire movie. Like literally every second of this movie.
I mean, Val.
Every moment of this movie.
Okay. Disney Channel star.
Yes.
Yes, Tia and Tamara.
Mm-hmm. Musical number. No.
No. Would have been better with one. Mm-hmm. Magic.
Heck yeah.
Cool.
Good for something.
Yeah, nice one, Val.
Someone says the title of the movie. No, they said Twitches a lot, but they never said Twitches 2.
That would have been funny if like two other twin witches walked by and they were like, hey, we're Twitches 2.
That's true, because then it would have been spelled really funny. Correctly.
And that would have been, what, Val? A better movie. Scooby Dude.
No. Because they're kind of part of why I wrote that it was chaotic was because they're kind of just reacting to everything and like there's not a plan. Yeah. Like it's just like shit going on constantly. Right.
They didn't like figure anything out. It was laid out before them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The heroes create the problem. No.
No. Lead is a fish out of water.
Yes.
College?
Well, Cameron is like trying to do magic and she's really bad at it and she doesn't know any of the culture in Coventry.
Yeah. Well, Val, looking at this very disappointing movie, we have a very disappointing bingo today. No bingo.
I'm not surprised.
No, me neither.
Oh, well.
But do you want to play a game, Val? It's called Twin 2. And I'm not lying, Val. We could have very well already played a game like this. We've got a couple movies that involve twins. But I'm going to give you a celebrity and you're going to have to tell me if they have a twin.
I don't think that's what we played last time. So
okay, cool.
This might be unique.
Cool. Okay. Great. So I'm going to give you a celebrity. You just say yes, twin, or no, not twin.
Okay.
Okay. There's 10.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay.
Hit me.
All right. Scarlett Johansson.
I know she has a brother. Is she a twin? Yes.
That's correct. Good job, Val. Mm-hmm. One for one. Ashton Kutcher.
Yes.
That is correct. Two for two. Laverne Cox.
Yes.
That is correct. I knew that because she came to my college to speak. I saw her speak in like 2014.
I knew that because her brother played her pre-transition in Orange is the New Black.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Peyton Manning.
No.
That's correct. Wow, four for four. Parker Posey.
Ooh, I have no idea. I'm going to say yes.
That's correct. Just a brother, Christopher.
Wow.
Rami Malek.
Yes.
That is correct. They look eerily alike. Rihanna.
Yes.
Incorrect. Oh. Your first one.
Farts.
Dolly Parton.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm going to say no.
That's correct.
I know she's like one of 12 or something, but I don't think she's a twin.
Stephen Colbert.
No.
That's correct. Olivia Rodrigo.
I have no idea. Yes.
Incorrect. She's a Val, only child.
Oh.
Oh, I guess you do have an older sister, but you have claimed the only child.
Yes, I have.
Claim. You grew up an only child.
Yes, I grew up an only child. She's 20 years older than me. We've never lived in the same house. So.
Yes, you grew up an only child.
Yes.
Val, great job. You went. You got 8 out of 10.
Wow.
Wow. Thanks for playing Twin 2.
Thank you for making up Twin 2.
You're welcome. Wow. Well, Val, it was so nice to see your face again after all of these months of only seeing your texts pop up on my phone.
It was so nice being here and not having a baby screaming in my face.
Do you want me to scream?
No. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
I have plenty of screaming to look forward to.
Cool. I do want to tell everyone me and Val's dynamic with her child. Because Val named her child after me, we are both Al. And so whenever she's like, little Al didn't sleep very well, I'm like, me neither. Like, the owls are like struggling today. Or she's like, you know, like, little Al had a big lunch. I'm like, okay, here I go. I'm about to have a big lunch too. So
you are basically the same person.
We are twitches too. It's amazing.
My twitches. My favorite twitches.
Yeah. The owls. Al squared.
Al squared.
Michael, Val's husband, I think I might have mentioned this, or we might have mentioned this on, I think we did. We did talk about this, but he calls me Old Al.
Yes.
Not like, old Al. It's like old. Like, I'm an old woman Al. Like,
we have little Al and old Al.
I'm only 30. All right, Val. It is a dream and a vision. Reminder, like, subscribe, listen to our other episodes.
Yes.
Val, any parting words? What's our next ep? What's our next
Our next episode is Minutemen.
Minutemen.
Which I've coming. Never seen and hadn't heard of. So
Jason Dolly, let's go.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm excited.
My sweet, my childhood crush. We have to keep him on the bingo chart. Okay, Val, you're a dream. I love you so much.
I love
tell
you.
Tell little Al I said what's up.
I will tell her that old Al says what's up.
Oh, my God. Bye, Val.
Bye, Al.
This podcast was produced by me.
And me.
And it was edited by me.
The music was composed by Michael McNally.
You can find us online at thetridentnetwork.com/dcommentaries-pod.
And you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at dcommentaries.
Dcommentaries is a part of the Trident Network. To learn more about our videos, live shows, and other podcasts, please visit thetridentnetwork.com.
Disney Channel Original Movies.
Damn it, Allie.